War movies don't get much smaller than The Wall. It's from the director who made the first Bourne movie, and this new film is stripped to absolute essentials: men, guns, desert. Critic Bob Mondello says as small as it is, The Wall will loom large in your memory.
Two American soldiers have been staring for 20 hours at a scene of carnage in the desert, flat on their bellies, hidden behind some brush. Isaac and Matthews can see 8 corpses, an oil pipeline crew apparently picked off by an Iraqi sniper.
Hit and run. Whoever he is, he's gone.
He's a pro.
We have no movement, not a sign of a shadow.
I'm going down there. That's it.
Matthews takes a breath and stands up. Nothing. So he works his way down to the bodies a few hundred feet away.
Something's not right.
There's a garbage pile on one side, excavation equipment, a shed.
What? Talk to me, man. Talk to me. What's going on down there?
Also a low stone wall on the left.
You know what? Get the hell out of there, bro.
Hey, guys. Just check this stuff off!
Matthews falls, and Isaac tears down the hill toward him.
Come in there.
And then Isaac's hit. One leg useless, he scrambles for cover, dragging himself behind that crumbling stone wall, not really sure if that exposes or hides him. Apparently it hides him. The shots stop. But now what? In the first Bourne movie, director Doug Liman had a budget for stars and stunts. Here, he's working lighter, just 2 actors and a wall. But with Dwayne Worrell's screenplay ratcheting tension tighter than the tourniquet Isaac has to fashion for his leg, 2 actors and a wall is plenty.
2, 3, 4, 5. I don't know where you are now.
Worrell's script had been on what's called the black list, which is a good thing in Hollywood these days. It's a list of the best unproduced screenplays that are up for option each year. But it made the list the year that Clint Eastwood's American Sniper hit screens, and 2 movies centering on snipers apparently seemed a bit much. Happily, this one attracted Liman, not for its pyrotechnics, but as a psychological thriller, and he sure piles on the psych-outs. Aaron Taylor-Johnson's wounded Isaac, huddling by that crumbling wall, struggling with shot-up communications gear.
We got a sniper. High-caliber weapon. Requesting instruction.
Sergeant, I need your exact location.
Say that again. You got an accent. Not American.
Minimalist, the way a Samuel Beckett play is minimalist, The Wall is 81 minutes of bare-bones strategy and questions. Where is the sniper? Who is the sniper? Will Isaac's training pull him through? What is the end game? The filmmakers keep you guessing right up to the final credits. I'm Bob Mondello.